Number 8, Exercise 8. Listen to the text, The 12 Gods of Olympus, and say which of the gods or goddesses 1. Moved on the waters remaining dry. 2. Had a twin brother. 3. Was not raised by his mother. 4. Gave the name to the capital of Greece. 5. Made the world sparkle on the day of his birth. 6. Supported her husband in all his deeds.
The 12 Gods of Olympus.
Olympus, the highest Greek mountain, was the residence of Olympian gods and, above all, the throne of Zeus. The 12 gods of Olympus shared out responsibilities and posts among themselves, according to the wishes of Zeus. Zeus himself was the most powerful of the immortal Olympian gods. He was hidden by his mother in a cave on Crete, where he grew up on milk provided by the goat and in the care of the nymphs. He won the wars of the Titans and giants and was justly accepted as the lord and father of all gods and men. His weapon was the thunderbolt, and his territory included both the earth and the sky.
The wife of Zeus was Hera. She was always his steady and faithful companion in life and his works. Hera protected women and marriages. She punished infidelity. She brought up numerous children apart from her own. She was notorious for her jealousy.
Athena is famous for her bravery and cleverness. She helped heroes such as Perseus, Achilles, and Odysseus. Athena decided never to marry, even other gods. Although she was the goddess of wisdom and of war, she was not warlike. Athena was born in a very special way. When the time for Athena to be born was drawing near, Zeus ordered Prometheus to lay open his head with an axe. All were amazed to see Athena jump fully armed from Zeus's head with her spear in the hand. According to the traditional account, Athena and Poseidon quarreled over whose name the city of Athens should bear. Athena gave the city the olive tree, which since then has become sacred and regarded as a symbol of peace, and the city of Athens has borne her name and has enjoyed her protection.
Apollo, being Zeus's son, belonged to the second generation of Olympian gods. He was born on an island, and as soon as Apollo, the god of the sun, music, and prophecy, saw the light of day, the island began to glow, and the whole world shone. Apollo was a handsome god, tall and well-built. He had great achievements in music, the arts, and prophecy. He was also a god of war, with particular skill in shooting arrows over long distances. He was also a god of war, with particular skill in shooting arrows over great distances.
Poseidon, god of the sea, was one of the gods whom the Greeks most respected. He, Zeus, and Hera were the Olympian gods depicted as eldest. In his gold chariot, Poseidon drives back and forth across the oceans and seas, among the waves which do not even wet him, surrounded by a company of happy dolphins.
Artemis was the daughter of Zeus. She was born on the same day as her brother Apollo. She was the goddess of the hunt and of the moon. When she was a girl, she asked Zeus to allow her to remain unmarried. So she roamed the forests with her bow and arrows, and accompanied by a deer and her beloved wild beasts. She protected hunters and the innocent, and severely punished those who showed her disrespect. The famous temple at Ephesus, which was considered one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, was dedicated to Artemis.